11-year-old kid who could play the piano with his feet. She thought for a second. Mom knew someone who got killed by a piano falling out a window. That's not true. Why would anyone push a piano out a window? It is true, you ask her. And they weren't taking it out, they were putting it in. She crossed her legs against the wall so that it looked like she was just sitting upside down. What do you think is the best way to die? I don't want to talk about this, I said. Why? I'm dying. You're dying. When I frowned, she said, well, you are. Then she grinned. I just happen to be more gifted at it than you are. This is a stupid conversation. Already it was making my skin itch in the places I knew I would never be able to scratch. Maybe in an airplane crash, Kate mused. It would suck, you know, when you realized you were going down. But then it happens and you're just powder. How come people get vaporized, but they still manage to find clothes in trees and those black boxes? By now, my head was starting to pound. Shut up, Kate. She crawled down the wall and sat up, flushed. There's just sleeping through it as you croak, but that's kind of boring. Shut up, I repeated, angry that we had only lasted about 22 seconds. Angry that now we were going to have to try for a record all over again. I tipped myself sunny side up again and tried to clear the knot of hair out of my face. You know, normal people don't sit around thinking about dying. Liar, everyone thinks about dying. Everyone thinks about you dying, I said. The room went so still, I wondered if we ought to go for a different record. How long can two sisters hold their breath? Then a twitchy smile crossed her face. Well, Kate said, at least now you're telling the truth. Jesse gives me a $20 bill for the cab fare home, because that's the only hitch in his plan. Once we go through with this, he isn't going to be driving back. We take the stairs up to the 8th floor instead of the elevator, because they let us out behind the nurse's station, not in front of it. Then he tucks me inside a linen closet filled with plastic pillows and sheets stamped with the hospital's name. Wait, I blurt out when he's about to leave me. How am I going to know when it's time? He starts to laugh. You'll know. Trust me. He takes a silver flask out of his pocket. It's one my father got from the chief and thinks he lost 3 years ago. Screws off the cap and pours whiskey all over the front of his shirt. Then he starts to walk down the hall. Well, walk would be a loose approximation. Jesse slams like a billiard ball into the walls and knocks over an entire cleaning cart. Ma, he yells out. Ma, where are you? He isn't drunk, but he sure as hell can do a great imitation. It makes me wonder about the times I've looked out my bedroom window in the middle of the night and seen him puking in the rhododendrons. Maybe that was all for show, too. The nurses swarm out from their hive of a desk, trying to subdue a boy half their age and three times as strong, who, at that very moment, grabs the uppermost tier of a linen rack and pulls it forward, making a crash so loud it rings in my ears. Call buttons start ringing like an operator's switchboard behind the nurse's desk, but all three of the night duty ladies are doing their best to hold Jesse down while he kicks and flails. The door to Kate's room opens, and bleary-eyed, my mother steps out. She takes a look at Jesse, and for a second her whole face is frozen with the realization that, in fact, things can get worse. Jesse swings his head toward her, a great big bull, and his features melt. Hi, Mom, he greets, and he smiles loosely up at her. I am so sorry, my mother says to the nurses. She closes her eyes as Jesse stumbles upright and throws his sloppy arms around her. "There's coffee in the cafeteria,"